Let's go to the tote board. Larry? What's okay. the new total?
Well, the total is... Yeah. Sorry. And what were we raising money for?
I don't know.
Well, I just assumed that this
maybe
was
to hire,
telethon.
Maybe to pay a skit writer.
Well, I'm sorry. All of those have retired.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Maybe we should do a telephone for a new computer.
Oh.
Man!
Do we need a new computer?
Well, it sounded like the sound cut in and out.
Oh, no. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Labor Day, Monday, the 6th of September, 2022. And the Vader didn't get the day off. Year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I am your host.
Labor Day, a national holiday not observed by the coal miners.
One, the weary, the only.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R.
Oh, I thought you had finished this part.
No, it just goes on and on and on. And joining me today is the man in white. The man who's wearing it because he can't wear it after today. It's because...
No, last day you can wear your whites.
Y'all, we're recording this on Labor Day, so...
yes, still, we are laboring on Labor Day.
Yeah, we... y'all, I was very busy on Sunday, which is normally when we record, and Saturday I was also busy, and so we just said, well, we'll do it on Monday, even though I had to work. But I got off a little bit early. A little bit early. We shut her down.
Well, when did you leave work?
About 4:15.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. So we got off... We closed a little early on Labor Day.
A little early.
I'm pretty sure... Pretty sure the orange hat was hungover, which is why we closed a little bit early. But you know what? No one was saying a word. So we just,
right.
Because, you know, the big race was yesterday.
The big race?
Yeah, the NASCAR race up at the Darlington.
Oh. Is that the Darlington Motor Speedway?
It is. There are no schools there, but yeah.
Skew!
Now, you know, the school children also got the day off today.
Yes, they did.
So, thoughts and prayers to our parents out there, if we have any of those left. I think the Berries have a child
I think,
in school.
Well, Miss Lauren, you know, it's only a matter of time before she's instituted.
Mm.
As opposed to, it's only a matter of time before I'm incontinent.
It's correct. Thank you. Yeah. Now, does Mrs. Lauren know that it's only a matter of time? Because I feel like that should have been discussed with her. So,
well, since we're recording on Labor Day, you know, it is her 1-year anniversarium today.
Oh, I know. So, a shout out to the man who stole her away from all of us. I mean,
and by the way, did we ever hear? Did Big Ricky catch the bouquet?
I think he caught the garter.
Ah.
Yeah. I think the garter. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then others at the wedding caught the COVID.
Right. Right. Well, there you go. speaking of the elephant in the room.
I'm right here.
Oh. Well, Big Fatty, welcome back from the cruise of a lifetime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Now, we also want to send a very special thank you to young Nicholas for stepping in and co-hosting. Y'all, he was naked the whole time, just naked. Yep, when he was co-hosting. And to Mrs. Lauren for volunteering to co-host. And then I didn't text her back. So thank you to both of you.
Well, she's busy having babies now.
Right. I ended up taking last week off because, y'all, I've been busy. I've got some stuff going on. And so I was like, you know what? Sometimes you just need a day. So... So I've taken the day off, and I took the week off, rather. And so, yeah, I'm back. I'm back, and we're here. We're recording. Big Fatty's checking his Grin Doctor messages. And,
no, I'm sending. I have an invitation to a one-year-old's birthday party on Saturday, but I'm going to be out of town, so I had to send the regret.
Ah, now, are you going to be at the Harbor Hotel?
I am. I will be over at the Madrumblers in New England, please.
Okay.
For the Septembre Pone Star weekend.
And, you know, God bless you one and all for putting up with Big Fatty during the Pone Star weekend. So,
yes.
Yeah, I can only imagine who will be there, though I choose not to.
Well, Granny's going to.
Like I said, choose not to imagine who's
going to
be there.
Granny will not be appearing on stage.
Really?
No.
Oh, not surprising.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Do you want to get into why you had a busy weekend?
No, I mean, nothing to report. Just, you know, I have a lot of things going on in my personal life, and so.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Know if maybe you had a stick in the eye or something like that.
Oh no, nothing like that. I just, you know, I was helping my friend. We'll call him Little Larry. I was helping Little Larry hang some blinds, actually, on Sunday and some other things. So, because, you know, he's gotten a new place. So, was helping him get situated and move some stuff around and that sort of stuff. So, I was unavailable. I can't hear Big Fatty. Oh, Lord. He's somehow muted himself. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Oh, he's pressed a button.
Hang
oh,
on,
there
I
you
pushed
go.
The button by mistake.
It's a professional audio.
Now you wish you had.
Right. Professional audio event here.
Well, it's very much like the mix. You know.
Right. Now I am. You know, as soon as we finish recording, y'all, I'm going to go cook the dinner.
What do you have your Labor Day celebration?
Well, you know, I've been trying to do better about not eating out. So, you know, I was going to cook some chicken and rice, but y'all, Big Fatty brought me a little present from the Italia. And y'all, he brought me underpants pasta. So what had happened was Big Fatty had packed this pasta up in his bag next to his non-underpants. Right. And I decided I was just going to make some sort of Italian chicken pasta dish in the Instant Pot. So,
yes. Is it cooking?
No. It's early still. It's early. Oh, it's as we record this, it's 4:50 or so at this exact moment.
I ate about 3:30.
I know. But I
cooked some barbecue, boneless barbecue pork ribs on the grill. Because, you know, it's Grillmaster.
Right. Well, when I think of Grill Masters, it's you or the Nip, one of the two. Y'all, I stopped by the Fat Villa on Friday night after the coal mine. And y'all, I stopped by to say goodbye to Doc Stone. Now,
yes.
Doc Stone, of course, never again. We will never
again
see him
Will you ever see him again?
Mm-mm, never. So, stopped by to say goodbye. We was going to go out for a drink with Lil Larry and he, but y'all, Lil Larry fell asleep. On his sofa. Dr. Stone texted me about 8:15 and said, "I'm fading fast." And I said, "That's okay. Little Larry's asleep on his sofa." So, I was actually, on my way back to the Vader family compound at that point. Cause I was like, you just sleep. I'm just going to go home.
You got home, were fat, and you went to sleep.
Oh, 100%. Y'all, it was going around. So, and you know, I've been bone weary because I have been in that villa. I cleaned the turlets. Mm. I mean, those ferns have never, y'all, Big Fatty's ferns, they were doing quite well after the cruise. But one of them,
it's out of control.
I don't know what I did to that fern.
It's, y'all, it is like that plant in the, what is it? The dentist? Hotel of Horrors.
Right. It was big whenever you left. And then I noticed right before you got back that it was basically taking up the entire steps into the villa. Yes. Like it had just about grown into the fern next to it. So on the other side of the front steps, I was like, Lord, this fern enjoyed all the rain we got. Because, y'all, it has rained. And it has rained.
And it's going to rain.
I know. It is. We are in
60% chance, 60 to 70% chance every day this week.
Right. It is. We have reached the season where it just rains. And so.
I believe we call that swamp ass season.
Correct. Correct. Y'all, it is so humid outside right now. My windows are fogged over here at the Vader family compound.
Yep.
So that is the season. So I'm just going to complain about that now. Y'all. But you can tell that fall is just, it's right around the corner. No, we haven't gotten the taste of it yet. We haven't gotten a taste.
We're licking our lips.
We are, because you can just sense that it is just right there. I mean, we're still in the 70s at night, upper 80s, low 90s during the day. But yeah, we were in the low 80s at night there for a while. Yes. So we're back into the low 70s at night, and you know it's coming, and you're watching the weather. You're just waiting for that first day where it dips down into the 60s.
And then, you know what? You know what's even better than that?
The first day it dips into the 50s?
No. Well, that too. But
right.
Today, Labor Day, the sun came up at 6:59 and set at 7:41.
Yes.
By Monday, next Monday.
Correct.
The sun will come up at 7:03 and set at 7:32.
Yeah. Ah! Now, do you have big plans for your last year of the daylight saving time?
Well, and it's savings time. Hello?
I'm just waiting on you to realize what you just said.
It's saving time.
Right. I'm going to correct you because I'm Big Fatty. My point is, do you have, because, you know, this is the last time you're going to get the 5 p.m. darkness.
I know. It's, well.
Are you just going to go on to glory?
No, because it'll still get dark at
6 p.m.
6 o'clock.
Right. Okay. I'm just checking.
The days are still going to be getting shorter and shorter.
Right. I'm just checking.
It just means that the children will go to the schools. You'll be driving to work in darkness rather than coming home in darkness.
No, I won't be, but I'm sure some people will be.
Because you don't go in till 11.
Right, but. Right. Go in at 11, leave about 4. That's how I do it. So I cannot wait until we do not have to change the damn clocks.
I agree.
There is nothing that is going to make me happier than just being like, whatevs, nothing's changing. So, now, have you picked out your, because, you know, it is September 5th.
Yes.
Have you picked out your Halloween-y costume? Because it's time to start decorating.
If you haven't, you better hurry because the crema is coming out already.
Right. It is. Oh, no, it's there. It's there.
Yeah. And Sam in the hinterlands said, I can't believe that they've got the Halloween candies out here the last week in August. I said it was out here the last week in July.
Correct.
And
we are.
I said it'll be. Jack Frost will have vomited all in the stores by the 1st of September, middle of September.
Oh, easily. I noticed the Target, Miss Shirley, you know, herself, by herself, I'm sure, cleaned out the gutters. And then, she was clearing out the garden section at the Target. So I feel certain they're getting ready for the crema back in there. The pre-crema. Y'all, Big Fatty's got the COVID.
I do not have COVID.
Yeah.
I took a test.
Oh, you know, like false negative.
Okay.
Right. Now.
No, I've got the my brother called it the kennel cough, you know, like what a puppy dog gets.
Right.
So.
Appropriate.
Yes. Okay. In fact, while you talk, I'm going to go get another lozenge.
Oh, y'all, know he's got the Luden's lozenges. Do y'all remember the Luden's as kids? They were so sweet. They were like a candy. And you always.
The Smith Brothers.
But yeah, so I was talking to my friend Little Larry this weekend. I was like, are we going to do something for Halloween? And he was like, oh, I don't know. Do people here celebrate Halloween? And I was like, oh, dear. So, you know.
All right. Well, now, are you going to tell them about the breaking news?
Breaking news. Breaking news. I don't know.
Your wallet's a little thinner these days.
Well, yeah. But, well, y'all, left, what night did you, Wednesday, last Wednesday night, y'all went to go get Big Fatty from the event, from the area of Puerto. Now,
which we all know is.
Big Fatty for area of Puerto. But y'all, now, if I had known how drunk the nip was, I probably would have just let this one all go. But I, you know, was still feeling very obligated and I needed to be there to pick him up. I figured around 9:45. So I left my house about 8:50 because I was going to go to the villa and get the Ruby Red and, you know, I was going to make sure the air conditioner was on the villa, turn some lights on, you know, just make it feel like home, if you will. You know, just one last blowout in the turret.
Came in and farted.
Right. I did. Okay. Y'all, I got in the jalopy and I went to start it up. And, well, the simple answer to what the jalopy said was if I could find it.
No, he can't.
That's it. Y'all, battery dead as a doornail. So somebody was here, they were working on a house or the condo next door to mine. And the guy was leaving and I was like, hi, excuse me. And he had jumper cable. So he gave me a jump, went on over to the villa. Y'all, it was dodging obstacles left and right. Roads were closed. And I just assumed I wasn't going to make it in time. I mean, I was like, I knew that they would bitch until the cows came home if I were 30 seconds late picking them up. Right. So I was trying and got to the villa, whatever, got the Ruby Red, went over, picked up the fat people. Y'all, I had to wait on them as predicted, like 20 minutes too. That luggage situation was unacceptable. If I had thought this through, I would have just stopped and gotten a new battery on my way, even though it was 9-something at that point. Places were open.
Right.
But I thought I was going to be late. So anyway, got back to the villa, y'all, dead battery in the jalopy. So Big Fatty had to give me a ride home because we couldn't find his jumper cables. And then my friend Big Mama came and picked me up the next morning, gave me a jump. And then I went and got a new battery. Y'all, $258 for a battery for the jalopy. I'm going to tell you, that was not an expected expense.
No.
So, just heads up, everybody. The guy at the Pet Boys said, oh, well, y'all, I went to somewhere else first and called some other places. Y'all, the Pet Boys was the only place in town that had one that would fit the jalopy. So,
well, you know, those hand crank jalopies, you know, it's hard to find parts for them.
Well, here's what I told Extra Special Chris. And by Extra Special Chris, I mean, I said, the reason is everyone kept saying, oh, you need this tall, skinny battery. And that it's a blah, blah, blah. And I said, if it had been a short and fat one, in stock everywhere. But
right,
tall and skinny, that's the problem, isn't it?
That's it.
So got that taken care of. But y'all, last Friday night, y'all, I got in the jalopy. Went to the car lot to see my friend, the Big Ed, and Tangerine Trees, the Beatles tribute band. At the Amos's South End, y'all.
Amos's South End?
Yes. Mm-hmm. At Amos's South End, y'all, it was a shit show getting up there. It was the hotel. Someone asked me to borrow a lighter to light their crystal meth in the parking lot of the hotel. So that's how it started. Waited about 35 minutes to get an Uber to this place because, y'all, there's a Panthers game that night. And we were going, of course, two blocks from the stadium. So, you know, what could possibly go wrong? Y'all, I get out of the Uber. I'm looking around to see where this place is because I don't know car lot very well. Y'all, all of a sudden, I hear, let's just say I heard, where'd it go? This.
Sounds like the rats there.
Y'all, sideways rain. From nothing to sideways rain like that. And so here I am running to this place. Y'all, I was soaking. I was dripping when I got there. Dripping. And also, I was wet. So
right.
Y'all, it was such a terrible experience. I was texting my friends, and I was just like, what in the world have I done? And, you know, Big Ed and friends, y'all, the drinks were cheap, and I felt bad for them because they were like, oh, we couldn't possibly. I could possibly. And then they were going to give me a ride back. I just couldn't. So they, I got them in their car, and y'all, I rode the train back to my motel with all the hot, straight frat boys who were just coming in from partying. It was quite lovely. So,
lovely.
Yeah. Did so that's what I've been up to.
Your hotel room?
Hmm?
Did any of them come to your hotel room?
No. No. Mm-hmm. But speaking of hot, straight frat boys, let's...
Speaking of hot, straight frat boys, I believe the Nip's here.
Oh.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead, or alive.
All right, it's that game where, unlike young Nicholas, Big Fatty doesn't play fair. So he's going to give me the name of someone born on this day. I'm going to tell you all if they're dead or alive, but, and the easy part, of course, who they are. All right.
Oh, is it my turn now?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Horrifying. Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch, alive. Raquel Welch is not well known by most of our audience, but she is an anchor on the local news here in town.
Yes, Raquel Welch is indeed alive, and she is an American actress and singer, and was in Myra Breckinridge and had huge, she was a sex symbol. She had huge boobies.
Oh, kind of like the Nip's stomach. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, very much like the Nip stomach. Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart, comedian, actor, dead. You would know him from the Bob Newhart show, but y'all, my favorite was Newhart that was on in, what was that, the 80s? Yes.
Yeah. That's the...
Daryl.
Daryl and his twin brother, Daryl.
This is my brother. I'm Daryl, and this is my brother, Larry, and my other brother, Larry, I thought. Okay.
He's alive, though.
Bob Newhart's alive?
According to this, he is.
Lord.
You might want to fact check that.
He was on the Big Bang Theory not that long ago.
I'm being told he was on the Big Bang Theory not too long ago.
Oh,
been off the air for several years, but that's right.
But the Nip doesn't... No, that's not how the Nip works. Okay.
He don't know. Paul Volcker.
Paul Volcker. Alive.
Uh-huh.
And
we would know him from?
He is the CEO of Volkswagen Motors. Duh.
Well, yeah, he's dead.
Oh.
And he's an American economist and was chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve for many, 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 many years. All right, you got time for one more?
Oh, at least. At least.
Well, I only have one more.
Okay, well, I've got 6.5 minutes.
Oh, wait, here. We've got a picture of to prove that Bob Newhart is alive.
Breaking news, Bob Newhart looks dead. Okay.
That should be the show art. Y'all,
right.
Google Bob Newhart.
Y'all, that's terrible. Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, one more. One last one. Arthur Nielsen.
Arthur Nielsen.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's... Well, there's a lot of fake characters named Arthur Nielsen.
I know.
But I'm gonna have to go with alive, and he is the CEO and founder of the Nielsen Ratings, you know, which is where you have your set-top box to record what you watch.
Arthur Nielsen is indeed an American businessman and market researcher of the TV Nielsen Ratings. Died 40 years ago.
Lord. Y'all, I missed that obituary. I missed that obituary, so I don't know how that happened.
Maybe y'all, while you're goggling Bob Newhart and seeing how dead he looks, goggle Arthur Nielsen and read his obituary and call it in.
Oh, speaking of, we got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Y'all,
wait a minute. We've got another picture of Bob Newhart.
also dead. I mean, y'all, he looks... How old is Bob Newhart?
He looks like George Sink.
Who is also not dead.
But just looks it.
Right, right. I don't know what he looks like.
What was the breaking news?
Breaking news. I've forgotten. What did I say? Oh, we've got...
Wait. We've got one more picture of Bob Newhart first.
Ooh. Lord. Was he on your cruise?
I believe he shared a room with me.
Right. All right. Y'all, we got...
Did we get an e-letter?
We sure did. We got an e-letter, and it says, content. You're welcome. XO.
That's it?
That's it. So thank you, Mrs. Bacon, for sending in content.
Well, Ms. Bacon, you know, she's had big doings here lately. She's a traveling queen, is what she is.
She is. That old gal will get around. She will put a mile on an SUV.
On an old gal.
She will. That sounds terrifying. Y'all, speaking of terrifying, as you hear this, tomorrow, Tuesday, y'all, I've got an echocardiogram of my heart.
Oh, speaking of the old gal,
I know.
Have that in common.
Yeah, I know. I've got to go up to the doctor's office, and I'm sure someone
are
very
you
professional.
Doing the stress test?
No stress test. Just a ECG of my heart, and so gonna get that done.
Does your Medicare cover that?
No. It apparently covers nothing. Y'all, I will be paying emergency room bills for the rest of my life from this trip to the emergency room. So maybe Adam Burns should start a GoFundMe for my medical bills.
Mm.
Y'all, I just keep getting bills in the mail. And I can't keep up with what belongs to who. It's 20, and most of them like $20 here, $40 there. But y'all, it adds up. And then I got the emergency room bill. And let me just tell
you. More than $20.
I mean... Wow, is all I can say about that. So y'all, it's the weekly Nip fixes the Afghan there in the recording studio. Y'all, he has to do it every time because it's just the Big Fatty's place is just it's gone to hell.
Hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm. So did you hear from Doc Stone? He did get home okay. I'm happy to report to everyone.
Yes, he did. He did get home, and he's blocked my number.
Right, right.
Never again.
Correct. And I mean, who could blame him?
Oh, I don't blame him at all.
No, not at all. Y'all, I know how the cruise went behind the scenes. I mean, never.
Granny called me today and asked if Dr. Stone had a good time out. And I said, well, he did say never again.
Right. So, right. Yeah. Which, in fairness to Granny, I mean, Doc Stone usually ends most trips with saying never again. So.
Well, correct.
Right. So,
He did almost have the floodgates open as he walked through the door.
Right. Well, y'all, he messaged me Sunday morning that he walked in his house and it smelled like something had died.
Oh.
And I said, well, did you check the pee traps? Because, you know, he didn't have a Vader there to run the sinks to keep some water in the pee traps. And he said, you know, that's a good point. The water evaporated out of the toilet. And I said, you need a Vader. You need a Vader, and all you have to bring them is underpants, cookie and cream candies or biscuits or something, and some fresh pasta.
Did you try those?
Y'all, I did also get from Big Fatty, I didn't mention it. It's like cookies and cream, I guess, or chocolate and mascarpone cream. Mm-hmm. He said Twix, but it was more like, you know, the sugar wafers that you get, but it was more like that kind of cracker, but with a lot of filling in them. Y'all, absolutely delicious. Absolutely.
Okay.
More calories than I have eaten in a week in one of those cookies.
All gone.
Oh, 100% they're all gone.
Okay.
Right. They were all gone before bed that night. Yeah, it was only one package of them. So you can't let them just, you know.
No. Those we got in the grocery store.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I almost forgot to start that.
Oh, I would have reminded you.
Right. Well, it's a little late, but yeah. Well, good. It's good to know. And I'm going to try the fresh pasta out. Y'all, it looks delicious. I mean, it's not fresh. It's dried, but it's...
Right.
Italian Mussolini pasta. Bye, Nip. So
the Nip's going for a nipple walk.
Okay. Well, y'all, The Nip and I almost got attacked by a man-eating squirrel on Big Fatty's porch on Friday night. Ooh! We were both leaving. You guys were changing for dinner, and we were both leaving, and y'all, this squirrel came at me. I squealed and kicked at the squirrel, and it ran away, and y'all, the Nip came out, and it came after him.
Ooh. Oh.
So, you better be careful out there. Yeah. You better.
Probably living in that big farm.
Probably. Y'all, it hit something hard, and then I said, Ming! And then, it was terrible.
Can you think of anything else that might live in that big farm?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I thought we were being nice.
It's big, but it's not that big.
Right. Like I said, I thought we were being nice.
Yeah.
That was too easy.
Yeah.